Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of short-term memory loss. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of short-term memory loss. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of short-term memory loss. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Whew, boy, that was three mouthfuls. Thank you so much to Mac the wife. Oh, hey, Shimmy.
And the more of the two mouthfuls is waste.
Hey, it's so great to hear from you, Shimmy.
Good to see you, man.
What's going on, man?
Gotta go. Seen
you. Oh, you got to go already?
Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, man, Shimmy, he's in and out so quick, but that's the way he likes it. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have an intern. Wow, boy, I thought the strike was just about to end. No, we have an intern. We also have a concerned citizen. Okay, a concerned citizen. When do we start having Hollywood stars back? Not quite sure, but we have an intern and a concerned citizen coming up. But first, let's get to our first guest. My name is Scott Aukerman, by the way. This is someone who has never been on the show before. No, it's not a big Hollywood star who finally agreed to do a podcast. No, it's a very nice old lady that we're going to talk to and find out a little bit about. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Dolores Brainwater.
Scott, hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
It is such a pleasure, Dolores. So nice to meet you. Did I say that correctly? Dolores?
You put a little flair on
that. May
it.
Have been accidental.
That's all right. I didn't mind it. It sounded exotic.
Concentrating so hard on the Brainwater part of it that I let Dolores just fly out the way it came out.
Now, why did you have to concentrate so hard on the Brainwater part?
It is certainly not a common last name. I mean, I guess we all have it in our bodies. There's your brain sloshing around in water, right? Or is it brain juice?
I guess it might be brain fluid.
Yeah. Spinal fluid? No, that's down in the spine.
You get doesn't everything have its own fluid? Foot fluid?
I guess it's like
knee fluid.
It's like a car. There's brake fluid. You can't put brake fluid anywhere else in the car.
We're like cars.
People. They're
People.
Just like cars.
We're just like, what? That's like something from a magazine you'd see at the supermarket checkout line.
Stars. They're just like cars.
That rhyme.
And then, there's a picture of a star carrying their baby or walking their dog or holding a big Starbucks thing, and then there's a car that looks just like it next to it.
What if the car had something from Carbucks?
Ah, Dolores, I love you.
If stars go to Starbucks, then cars must go to Carbucks.
This is what Cars 4 was going to cover. but
Cars for Kids?
Cars for Kids, yep.
You just shortened it to Cars 4? Yep.
Cars for Kids was putting out a newsletter for a while, and it was there was going to be a big, big issue about this, but... welcome, Dolores. It's so wonderful to meet you.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to meet you, too.
Very nice old woman.
Well, I mean, I am of a certain age. It's true.
I'm sorry. This was the information given to me. A nice old
and
lady.
And wasn't that information corrected immediately?
I'm sorry. Did you not? I did not hear that. Or was I not supposed to say old?
I'm just wondering.
No, I don't believe it.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, no,
to
then
you.
It was not corrected.
Now, no. We're meeting for the first time.
We are.
I heard the theme music and I walked in here.
Yes.
And I quickly whispered in your ear, can I be on your show?
That was how it took place. Yeah. And I immediately agreed.
And here I am.
You are. And I was like, let's put you in A block. Because all I have is an intern and a concerned citizen coming up.
Ooh. Can I stick around?
I hope you will, Dolores.
I want to meet both.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Of course, the show has an open door policy, and anyone who comes in, and you were polite enough to whisper. Sometimes they just shout.
Well, a lady doesn't yell in the middle of a room, especially when a theme song is playing.
That's a wonderful rule of thumb to live by.
Well, I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a certain kind of etiquette down there where... You know, we're a little old-fashioned, genteel, if you like. But a lady never yells during a theme song.
Right. So even on a sitcom, say, the Barney Miller theme song, of which I couldn't...
Oh,
I don't know why I said that, because I couldn't even sing it if there was a gun pointed at my head.
It's one of the bleakest and most depressing sitcom theme songs
Can you
ever.
Sing a little bit of it, do you?
Boom, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-boom. And then it's just kind of a free association jazz.
Boy, jazz musicians, when they stopped having theme songs, they were so out of luck.
What was the last one? Night Court?
I think so. That was, Frasier had one, of course, that he famously sang about his tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Do you feel like at the end of the show, it's Frasier singing it or it's Kelsey Grammer singing it? Are we to believe...
Do you mean in the very last episode?
Yeah, in the very last episode of Frasier.
Suddenly the curtain pulls back.
That's
and
right.
It's Kelsey Grammer.
And he's standing at a microphone. He goes, no, don't look at me.
I'm not Frasier right now.
But you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Are we supposed to think it's the character Frasier Crane?
Because the character does not have a propensity for singing.
I think there was an episode of Cheers where he sang a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Of course he did. I got to check that one out.
You simply have to.
It's not one of his listed hobbies.
Here, hold on a second. Let me dig in my purse here for a second.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's a gigantic purse.
Here's that season of Cheers on DVD.
Wow. That's an 8 video cassette set?
That's right. Even though I said DVD, it is. I call them all DVDs.
Yeah. Because that was the format you started with. So you call everything a DVD.
That's right.
And you went back and collected some VHS.
I was like, what? I like these rectangles. They look like books on a bookshelf.
Well, this is so kind of you. So that you know it's from this season?
I know it's from this season.
You have them color-coded, I see.
Yes, I do.
Is one of the colors regarding Gilbert and Sullivan?
Yeah.
Okay, which is that the chartreuse I'm seeing? Is that?
No, lavender.
Lavender. Okay, wonderful.
Chartreuse is the Rebecca Hall years. What's your name? Rebecca?
Oh, Kirstie Alley's?
Yeah.
What was her name?
What was her last name?
Rebecca. You're pretty sure it's Rebecca, though?
Yep.
So, I mean, Hall...
Rebecca Hall's an actor. That's not not her.
And Rebecca was in a few Halls on the show Cheers.
Oh, that's true.
Let me look this up.
Do you think that's where the actor Rebecca Hall got her stage name?
Oh, it's one of the reporter's questions.
How? Of course, with an E on the end.
Exactly.
How come more people don't have questions as their last name?
Like what with an E at the end?
Yeah.
And where without the E?
Oh, your name is Wait? No, it's what?
Well, Tom Wait. John Wait.
That's a different kind of waiting.
True. Wait, which Wait were you talking about?
I'm saying if you saw W-H-A-T-E, you'd probably say, is this pronounced wait?
W-H-A-T. Oh, what is how
W-H-A-T-E. I feel like you're hearing some things that I'm saying, but not all.
I'm trying to keep up with, because you're working, it's like three-dimensional chess.
I don't know if I can talk any more deliberately than this, Scott. This is as deliberate as I get.
I would love to hear you talk a little less deliberately, because I feel like you're accusing me. I feel like I'm on trial.
No, you know, you're on trial. I tell you what, you're guilty of being a perfect gentleman.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Oh, here are my wrists.
We're playing a game.
We're playing a game right now. Fun. I love that.
That's fun.
So Dolores.
Not Gerald's game.
Oh, no. That would be.
Oh, no.
Or that game that the Mr. Police snowman guy played with the police.
Was he playing the game, or was he just a helpful citizen who also happened to be the murderer?
You know, I did not see The Snowman, so I don't want any spoilers for it. Have you seen The Snowman?
No. Did anybody?
Famous ad campaign.
We all know Mr. Police. I gave you all the clues.
Sure, but no one ever then took that information and crossed over into seeing the movie.
Do you know what? When I think of that picture of that snowman, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
Why didn't I see that movie? Because if that snowman was in there, I absolutely would have loved it.
Was it about a snowman that comes to life and kills people?
No, that's Jack Frost.
Oh, right. But not the Jack Frost that my friend was in.
No, might as well have been, though, for as terrifying as that creature was. But I believe that it was a killer who put people inside a snowman.
Inside snow? Oh, yes. The ultimate indignity. If I'm killed, by the way, by a killer,
Can you imagine?
Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want with my body. Fuck me. Do whatever you want. But don't put me in a snowman. I'll be dead. I don't care.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line. I don't want to be in a fucking snowman.
Okay. Well, you really thought about this a lot.
God. The thought of it.
I wouldn't mind it.
You'd like it, really.
Why
is
that? I'd like it. Well, because it gives people a fun surprise. A
little button nose, coal for eyes.
Eyes made out of coal.
Mm-hmm.
A corncob pipe.
Sure, no. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine smoking a corncob pipe?
How come?
In the year of our Lord, 2023.
When did people start using the carrot for the nose? Because it used to be the button from the song.
I know, but maybe someone then turned a snowman or a snow person to the side.
Oh, good catch.
I don't want to be canceled.
That was a close one.
turned it to the side and said, this is not three-dimensional. This nose isn't sticking out like a proper nose would. And then they thought, carrot! And they ran to the kitchen.
And they said, these coals, they are exactly the right dimensions.
Yes. Another dimension?
Another dimension.
Dolores, tell me about yourself. You're from South Carolina.
That's right.
Columbia.
Columbia, South Carolina. I'm a ballroom dancing instructor.
Really? You are?
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, interesting. So you know the cha-cha, the quick step, the rest.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know the jive.
The jive.
The boogie woogie.
We've seen one episode of Dancing with the Stars because our friend was on it.
Well, some of us may have seen many seasons of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, okay. I believe I walk through the room occasionally when that's on. But
ooh, like a ghost.
Yeah, ooh.
Like a TV ghost.
TV ghost. They're like, who was that spirit?
I felt a chill.
Someone watching me.
Someone glancing at my TV.
So you teach this to a certain age group?
I teach it to anybody who wants to learn to dance.
You take all comers.
And children who don't want to, but the parents
sure.
make them.
Sure, okay. Anyone who has $25 or I don't know how much you charge.
I do it for free.
You do it for free?
Yes.
Do you make house calls?
I do make house calls. I'll show up to your house and teach
really?
You how to dance.
So this is just like, why do you do it for free? Is this a fun hobby that you enjoyed? Or is this something you've done for decades for free?
I've been a dancer all my life, and I'm the only, this sounds boastful.
You can boast on this show.
I'm the only dancer who ever made money to retire on from dance.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've known so many dancers over the years. Grew up doing musical theater. No one has a red cent to their name. You made money at this.
I made so much money dancing because I was I would make it a bit of a spectacle when I would dance.
How do you mean?
Well, I would do all the classical dances.
This is a solo performance?
It's a solo performance normally done by two people.
Oh, okay.
But I would enter ballroom dancing competitions as lady on one side, gentleman on the other
side. Oh, class. I love that costume.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Now, they wasn't going to let me in. And I said, just give me a chance. Just give me a chance. And they said, well, you can't win because you're not two people. And I said, just give me a chance.
Had they not seen the other side of you at this point?
No, they saw. I was looking right at them so they could see both sides. And they thought that something was wrong with me.
Real? Oh, they thought mentally.
I suppose.
Right, yeah.
You know, they didn't specify.
Probably not physically.
They said something's wrong with you, and they did not say mentally.
Right, they didn't say, like, oh, you have a hunchback or anything like that. They were talking mentally, probably. Kyphosis.
I think so. That would be pretty rude.
It would be weird, yeah. Hey, there's something wrong with you.
You have a hunchback.
It's like, yeah, I know. I've seen a doctor
about
this.
It's not news to me.
But then they let you in somehow?
They let me, well, I'll tell
you
a story.
Did you sneak past?
I snuck past. They didn't let me in.
No.
I just went in there. I grabbed a hold of the microphone.
Okay.
And I introduced myself as a couple.
Okay.
And then I came out there and everyone was laughing at me. They thought I was a ridiculous fool. They was tittering and sniggering and all the things you do. All the little words for laugh.
Sure. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Giggling.
Sure. We can sit here listing them, but we don't have time on
this
program.
We don't have time.
But it's so fun. If you can get to a thesaurus and look up tittering and so many wonderful, wonderful words.
Chortle.
Chortling is one of them, but we don't have time on this program. But if you can, and if you don't have a thesaurus at home, I believe there are some online resources you can use.
There are. I've used the online thesaurus.
Thesaurus.com sometimes. It's not as comprehensive maybe as you'd like.
You could download an app.
Sure. Download an app is a great.
Thesaurus.com, not very comprehensive. Like if you put in short into thesaurus.com, it'll say not tall. And then the shrug emoji.
And is the shrug emoji meant to imply short as well? Or are they
trying to
say
so?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because it's tagged on a lot of their different entries.
But if you can get to one of those, just please do it. Just enter tittering. We don't have time on this show, certainly, to list them. But
a thesaurus is a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful resource you can use to just broaden your language skills.
I feel bad that I said thesaurus is a wonderful thing.
Well, yeah, because if you look up thing in the thesaurus.
Item.
Yeah. Product.
Object. This is fun.
Yeah, there's so many.
We don't have time for this.
But we don't have time for any of this. But if you can get to a thesaurus, it's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon just looking up words, going like, oh, I know this word. I wonder what other word. It's just a wonderful thing to do.
It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon.
It truly, truly is.
Absolutely.
And then those afternoons, sometimes they turn into weeks.
That's right.
And those weeks turn into months. And then just, you know.
Eventually you're dead.
Is
that where you were headed?
But not us.
No,
we're still here, and we're having a great conversation.
We truly are.
So now they were chortling at you.
They were laughing. They said, this young lady, they opted that I was a lady. She lost her mind.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to show them all.
Out loud you said this?
No, I said it to myself. I muttered it.
You muttered it. So they think you're crazy, and you're sitting there muttering things to yourself.
Well, I wasn't sitting there. I was striking a pose. I was getting ready to start my dance.
Right.
And so the music begins. It's a bossa nova. Wait, were you there?
No, that's just my impression
that
of a bossa nova.
That was eerie.
Okay. I'm like a TV ghost.
So I start moving, and the people, they shut their mouths right quick.
Really?
Because they saw that I was able to accurately give the impression that I was dancing both sides of the dance with myself.
Both sides.
He got it in.
Remember him?
I know. You missed the first one. Kind of go in. I let it go. But then you got this one was in the clear.
So you were doing double the number of steps that
that's right
a person actually does.
That's correct.
Incredible.
That's correct. And of course, I'm turning back and forth so they can see the male and the female partner.
Right. And the genius thing about this, and I bet this is the reason you've made so much money, you don't have to split the prize money.
This is what it comes down to.
And that's the only reason you were doing it, because you probably had so many willing partners. You could have done it.
Well, there's another reason.
Oh, what's that? Oh, no, Dolores, are you all right?
I'm fine. There was a time when I did have an actual partner.
Okay.
His name was Arthur.
Okay, and so he quit or you fired him? What?
Neither.
He was
my sweetheart. I learned how to dance from him.
Really? He was your instructor?
He was my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And de facto instructor. But I did not hire him.
But there wasn't an age difference. I mean, there was a difference, I'm sure, because not everyone is born on the same day. But...
No, we were.
Oh, you were?
We were born the exact same day.
Is that how you met?
Yeah, in the hospital.
Really? What a wonderful story.
We were both born at 5:01 a.m.
A.m.? That's hard on the parents. They've been up all night.
They've been up a cold labor.
How long were yours in labor?
Both of our parents were in labor for 4 to 5 minutes.
That's not too long. That's pretty good. That's manageable.
Yeah, it was manageable. That's what they both said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of our mothers said, you were manageable, baby.
But that's one of the things where 45 minutes, okay, so you're getting in there at 4:15, drive to the hospital is maybe a half hour.
Well, they live next door to the hospital.
Really? So it's just a walk across the street?
And Arthur's next door.
Yeah.
And then Arthur's parents lived on the other side of the hospital.
I imagined a street in between.
Why?
I'm just imagining this city. If I were a hospital, I don't know I'd want the parking lot to be not on an accessible street. But it was right next door. Really,
it was right. Do you think the parking lot counts as the street?
Do I think a parking lot counts as a street?
Like if you have a drive where you turn into the parking lot, do you think that counts as a street?
I do not. I think a street counts as a street, and a parking lot, I would call that a parking lot.
Oh, I like the way you think.
I just imagine that maybe, well, anyway. So
no, go ahead.
I would think that a hospital would want accessible streets on all four sides of the hospital, unless it's a circular or a pentagon. Have you ever seen a pentagon hospital?
No, not in a long time. But
they don't make them that much anymore.
But. No, and sometimes the five sides are not the walls, but it'll be like you see three of the sides above ground.
Sure.
And then underground is the rest of the pentagon.
It's tilted like a Fry's Electronics.
It's tilted like a Fry's Electronics.
Like the spaceship coming out of one is what I mean to say.
That's right. So this was a small town, so there were not a lot of streets. This was the only hospital, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was only two stories tall.
Oh, really? That's also manageable.
That's also manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Is that a parody of Tenacious D's That's Also True?
Who?
Never mind.
So, we were inseparable.
Wow. From the day you were born.
We started crying at the same time.
Right when you were born?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we was crying in harmony. That's how we knew. Because the nurses said, what?
So
did
was
you
it
hear
like,
that?
Wow, wow, wow. Wow,
what are
wow,
you
wow.
doing?
I'm trying to do cry in harmony with you.
Have you ever heard a baby cry?
Once or twice.
Because it's just like
I usually pass it off to the nanny.
Right. It's just like a wordless scream. They're not actually going wow, wow, wow.
I've heard one say wow, wow, wow. I think it was mocking me.
Yeah, probably.
It was rubbing its eyes very comically too and pointing at me.
And it was a grown man.
Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah, that wasn't a baby.
So what happened to, what was his name again?
Arthur.
Arthur. What happened to Arthur?
He went off to a war and he never come back.
No, which one? Afghanistan?
No, it was before that.
Which one?
Keep going.
The Falklands?
Keep going.
Back even further than the Falkland Islands. Vietnam.
Maybe it was that one? Was Maybe. That what it was called? The Vietnam War?
Yeah. Was it around 1960, late 60s through early 70s?
Yeah.
Richard Nixon was involved.
That's right.
Sent a lot of people over
Started
there.
Started with
so Lyndon
Baines Johnson.
Right, yeah.
And then it continued under Richard Nixon. Yeah. Milhouse is his middle name.
It certainly is it not?
And
was of course.
I don't know.
Do you lose your middle name when you die?
Yeah, it goes back into the pile. Until he died, no little kid could have the middle name Milhouse.
Wow, he had it on lock.
Yeah.
So
Arthur, I think he went off to the Vietnam War.
It could have been Korean.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That was in
too.
The more in the 50s, 60s.
That's right. Wait, hold on a second.
MASH lasted longer than the Korean War. Can you imagine?
He didn't die in the war. He died on the set of MASH.
He died. Oh, okay. What was he a dance instructor
I feel
for
like
one of
a
their
funny? Fool.
Oh, I can see how you would get it confused though. There's a lot of people wearing fatigues. A lot
that's
of
right.
People being fatigued. I mean, the hours that the actors have. Oh, that's why they're on strike. You know.
Okay.
They want to work one less hour a day.
Is that all?
Yep, that's all they want.
Give it to them. I say. Nice 13-hour day.
Yeah, that's all they want is a 13-hour day. So your husband was teaching.
He was hired. He was going to teach Frank Burns how to do the Lindy Hop.
Wow. And was this for the show or this was a.
No. The actor, Larry Linville, he had a very important engagement coming up.
Where he had to do the Lindy Hop.
And he had to do the Lindy Hop. And of course, like all actors, he lied and said he knew how to do it.
Oh, okay.
And so he said, I need somebody to teach me how to do the Lindy Hop.
Maybe this was for Strictly Ballroom, and that's why it took so long to then get made after he dropped out.
What? The movie Strictly Ballroom?
Yeah, I imagine that Arthur...
Is there something about this movie that we know it took a long time to
I'm
make
just
it?
Assuming.
Wow, that's a big leap, Scott!
I'm assuming Larry Linville got the part in Strictly Ballroom. Arthur came over to teach him how, died on the set.
Then 30
Larry
years
Linville
later.
Drops out. 13 years later, it gets made. They finally find an actor who can do it.
When was that movie made?
Early
90s,
right?
Was it 13
right?
years after MASH?
Don't say after MASH, by the way.
Why?
Because that's a terrible, terrible spinoff show.
Oh, no. Was it that bad?
I think it was. I remember being very interested to watch the first one. I believe it came on. It was a 2.5-hour long final episode of MASH and
that's
then a half-hour episode of After MASH, and everyone's very excited. It was so moved by those rocks that Mike Farrell puts out that says goodbye to Alan Alda, whatever his character's name
was. Arthur was buried under those rocks.
Was he?
They served as his headstone.
So goodbye was actually for Arthur.
It was Arthur saying goodbye to me.
To you, and that's how you found out?
Yeah.
By watching the final episode of it. Thank God you were watching it. I mean, everyone was.
I got a note at the time when the episode ended, when you saw goodbye spelled out in the rocks, I got a note that said,
knock on the door.
And the note said, knock on the door. So I did. Then somebody opened the door and said, oh, it's just about to ring the doorbell.
So wait, so someone slips a note under your door.
Yeah. Says, knock on the door.
And you
I
knock
do.
On the door.
There's a person on the other side.
Who slipped you the note?
Who slipped me the note, opened the door, and then acted surprised and said, oh, I'm just about to ring the doorbell.
What? This is so complicated, but.
Scott, I'm as flabbergasted as you are.
So, oh my gosh. So then this person tells you what? Tells you that goodbye that you just saw.
It said, turn the note over. Oh, and I did. And it said, Arthur has passed. He passed on the set of MASH.
Oh no.
And what you just saw on the television, along with all of America, was Arthur's gravestone.
This is such
now,
a touching
I
story.
Immediately booked a flight to Korea because I forgot that they shot it in Burbank.
Yeah.
And so I went all the way to Korea and I said, where is it? Where's the big stone goodbye? And everybody said, what? There's something wrong with you.
Now, this you did not have a hunchback as far as you.
I still didn't.
Right.
And I still don't.
Right.
But I may get one eventually.
Sure. Yeah. Everyone does.
Yeah. I may have a dowager's hump.
Well, that's a terrible, terrible story. Did you ever figure out where?
I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can.
No. I mean, you was told excellently. The content within.
I didn't know we were going to judge the story.
No. I just mean the events
I'm no
of your
Mark
life.
Twain or anything.
The events of your life are tragic, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a wonderful story told by
a
beautiful, beautiful woman.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry that Arthur could not be your partner any longer.
And so I vowed on that day when I got back home.
It was like 2 weeks later, probably.
Yeah. I did spend some time in Korea. I mean, it's a beautiful country.
Yeah, I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
You probably spent your dancer's life savings up to that point to get out there.
Which is not much because I did have a partner.
Right. Yeah, you're splitting it with Arthur.
That's right. But I also had money from selling Girl Scout cookies from when I was a child. I hoarded that money jealously.
Okay. Wow. Yes. Really?
I was the top sales girl in Colombia.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Incredible.
I was frightened of how incredible that was.
You turned into Roger Rabbit.
Did you keep your Girl Scout money separate from your
dancing
money?
Oh, I never touched
money?
My Girl Scout money.
Never touched it good. Leto style.
Who?
Then smash cut to you win this contest.
That's right.
And that sets you off on...
People were blown away.
Oh, I bet they would be. I wish I was there to see it.
There was grown men with tears in their eyes.
Grown men? They don't usually have tears in their eyes.
No! Toxic masculinity!
Yeah, they learned to hide their feelings.
They were crying at seeing something so beautiful that was done by a woman.
Half woman, sometimes they... Did anyone mistake you for...
I don't think anybody actually thought that I was half a man and half a woman split right down the middle.
I'd like to see one of
but
those.
I didn't talk to everybody.
That's true. Yeah, you should have polled the audience afterwards.
I did ask 5 people, did you think I was half man, half woman?
That's a good sample
No,
size.
We knew it was makeup on one side. And I said, okay.
Yeah. So I'd like to see one of those half and halves one day.
I hope you wouldn't call them that to their face.
Isn't that what they like to be known as?
I don't. Have we established that they exist?
I'd like them to be. With big mustache.
Do you think when people went to the circus or what have you, the freak show,
mm-hmm.
and they saw somebody doing that, were they actually duped?
Yeah, I mean, there was so few things back then, items. You know what I mean? Like, I think that someone...
What was there? Elephants?
There was elephants, but I mean, you would see maybe one in a lifetime.
Little guys.
Oh, we're just talking about items at the circus.
Facial hair lady.
There's a probably a guy who can hold up a light bulb and it turns on.
Light bulb guy.
Yeah.
Sword swallower.
Guy who holds up rings. I don't know what he does with them, but he holds them up.
I think you're thinking of like... one frame of like a magic trick.
That's all I need,
know.
By the way.
I don't
one
know.
Frame.
Well, that does it for you.
I love it. I'm amazed.
You just need to see a guy with his hand in a hat.
Yep. Oh, I love it. How'd it get in there? All right. I'm walking away.
A lady in a box with her head and feet sticking out.
Yeah, still together? Well, I don't want to see what comes next. Nothing but good. Nothing good can come out of this.
Would you call that person a half and a half?
I mean, maybe behind their back, yeah. Someone who's been cut in half at the midsection.
At the waist,
yeah. And they're still alive and they're moving?
Yeah, they're still like moving their foot back and forth.
Yeah, I probably would.
And they're turning and looking at the audience and winking.
I think if I were in a viewing a magic show, yeah, I'd shout at the stage, you're a half and half now.
Don't you worry, you'd get tossed out of the club.
Nah.
The
you see how big I am? No
big
one's gonna,
burly bouncer comes
no
over.
No going to toss me out.
Oh.
All I do is I stand up, and then they're like, ooh, and they cower.
Because you think the bouncer's like 4 foot tall?
Yeah, probably, right?
Have you ever been to a place?
A location?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on thesaurus.com right
all?
Now.
No, I'm zooming out, macro style.
I think so. I believe I've been to at least 3.
Name them.
Shit.
I knew it.
This room?
Oh, it's good.
The other room?
Oh, he's even better.
The room next to that.
You got me.
Well, Dolores, this is wonderful. So you retired.
Thank you.
You retired on your dancing money.
That's right. And now I teach other people to dance.
Are you teaching people to do the same double steps, male, female?
It is the only thing that I can teach. And soon.
And people want this.
Oh, they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And soon my army
oh, no.
of dancers will take over the dance space.
Oh, just the dance space. God, I thought you were going to say the world.
For now.
Or the United States or something like that. Boy.
The world or the United States.
That's my world. okay,
I want to irrevocably change the face of dance.
That's fine by me.
And make it a face where one side is a lady and one side is a man.
I'm good with it. Just take over the dance space. And as long as it's not the world.
Okay. Do you want to hear of our future plans or would you prefer not to?
Yeah, give me like your 5-year plan.
We're going to take over the world.
Shit!
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll be so satisfied with taking over the dance space that'll just kind of like, you'll be good after that.
But I mean, it's like getting a tattoo where you get one and then you got to get a bunch.
They get
less and less meaningful as you go on.
You get addicted to the feeling of it. Is that what happens?
You get bored with the one you have. It's what happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is very meaningful to me. My son's name on my forearm.
If you could, if like you.
Yeah,
got
I was
to re-
done. Go ahead.
There was more?
There was more.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
Son's name on your arm.
And then eventually you're getting like Ms. Pac-Man.
On your.
Because you liked it when
underside
you were
of your
a
foot.
Kid. Sure. That sounds like a terrible place to get a tattoo.
Very painful, I would imagine. The skin's very thin there.
Skin's very thin.
Skin's very thin. Skin's very thin. We didn't get a chance to warm up because you whispered in my ear.
That's right.
Right before the show. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. Well, Dolores, you're a wonderful older woman. You're a nice woman. Which word did you not want me to say?
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
You're old.
I'm an old lady.
But you're a wonderful addition.
Old enough to have a husband who died in the Korean War on the TV show MASH.
So at least by 1982, which is when I believe that. And how long were you married?
We were married for 3 days.
Only 3 days. Yeah. And you'd known each other your entire life.
Since childhood. Since infancy.
And why did you suddenly decide to get married?
I wasn't sure if it's what I wanted to do.
Right.
And then one day I just knew.
Wow.
And then 3 days later, he disappeared.
Was it a 3-day train trip to get out to the Burbank, the set of MASH as well, from South Carolina?
I did not go.
Right. That's what I mean, is like, you got married. Right. He got on a train immediately. Like, I got job. I got to go.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
And then he died.
And he died. So you only had wedded bliss of maybe approximately 45 minutes. As long as the...
He didn't leave immediately after the ceremony.
So you had a honeymoon? Did you do it?
Did we smash? Yes, we did.
Congratulations. That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, no. Look, I just because I only had one husband does not mean I didn't enjoy my time.
Okay. So you got that one night at least.
Not to be unladylike, but I was a bit of a town pump.
What's your body count?
Oh, it's in double digits for sure.
Double digits. Yeah. So at least 10.
I barely remember the 10th.
All right. Why are we high-fiving?
I don't know. It's fun.
All right. Well,
sex
Dolores,
is natural and sex is fun.
Sex is best, though, counterpoint when it's one-on-one.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk about that another episode.
All
Dolores,
right.
You can stick around.
Oh, I'll definitely be back.
Because we have a big show. We have an intern.
Ooh, I forgot about the intern.
Yeah, that's coming up in B block. And then in C block, a concerned citizen. We're going to come right back. We'll have more Dolores Brainwater, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have, of course, Dolores Brainwater here.
Hi!
Very nice old woman who's come to visit us for the first time. Hopefully not the last. We'd love to see you back here.
Well, I'll let you know.
Do you have any other interesting things that have happened to you other than your high sexual number of people that you've banged?
I've been struck by lightning seven times.
Seven times, really?
Yeah, in one night.
Okay, we got to talk about that another time. Put that in your back pocket for your next appearance.
All right. I hope I remember.
All right. But I hope I remember. I hope we both remember.
Let's make a promise to each other.
Let's
that
remember.
We'll remember.
Let's each remember it on alternating nights.
Okay. Who wants to take the first shift?
Okay. I'll do it tonight.
Okay.
And then you do it on Tuesday. Then I'll do it Wednesday. You do it Thursday. But see, the thing with 7 days in the week, we're always going to be wondering, like, wait, who does it on Sundays? Oh, that's right.
No.
Who did it last Sunday? Who did?
Was there ever a time when the week was just 6 days long?
That's the thing. It should be 10. Everything should be 10.
Everything should be 10.
Year should be 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
A week should be 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Should be 10 weeks.
They
in a
should
year.
Be 10 hours long.
They should be 10 hours long. Like all these 24s, 365. Like, oh, fuck off.
A minute should be 10 seconds.
Yes. 60s. So many 60s in time. Like, I know the timekeeper would disagree with me here. But
I feel like the clock should be all tens.
Yes. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Like it's a swag from the movie 10 or something. Starring Dudley Moore and Bo Derek.
That's right. Who else was in that movie?
Who cares?
Good
you got the two
point.
Of them?
Good point.
You don't need anyone else.
Box office gold.
It truly, truly was. Those braids she put her hair in.
That's right. You know, a friend of mine's sister did that one time.
Oh, really?
When that was popular.
Oh, how did
well,
it
I don't know if it was ever popular, but after the movie, I think there was a few white ladies.
There were a lot of people were trying to replicate
yeah.
that. Yeah.
By the way, she was not in any way in any sort of tropical locale. She was just in Philadelphia.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love to see a picture if you can ever dig one up, but we need to get to our next guest. An intern from Ohio. Okay, great. I wonder interning at what, but please welcome to the show for the first time, Casey.
Hello.
Hi, Casey.
Scott Aukerman.
So nice to meet you.
You as well.
What brings you here to Los Angeles? You're from Ohio. You're interning in Ohio? Or?
No, I'm from Ohio. I'm interning in Los Angeles, California, splitting the time between here and Orange County for my internship.
Oh, okay. So Orange County, California, not Florida.
No. Yeah, okay. California.
Okay. Well, how... okay. And what are you interning doing? What is the
I
job?
I am
here?
Interning on the set of the TV show Botched.
Botched.
Dr. Paul and Dr. Terry.
Oh, what is, oh, okay. This is a reality show where they fix.
Well, it's a medical show, yeah.
Oh, so it's not real. It's.
Well, it's real, but it's
medical. A narrative?
Well, the narrative is that they're changing lives for people. So people will get sort of like their nose bit off by a dog or have a lot of like messed up stuff happen to them. And then Dr. Paul and Dr. Terry will fix it for them and give them a brand new lease on life.
Oh, okay. How often are the dogs biting off the noses on? Because I'll start watching if that's like an everyday occurrence.
It happens more on the show than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the same type of dog every time?
No, it's actually dogs of all shapes, sizes, black, brown, purple, gold. I don't care who you are. If you're a dog, you're biting off people's noses.
Here's my theory of why dogs do that. When they switched snowmen to having carrots for noses, one of the dogs got really hungry, bit off the carrot nose, was like, these noses taste good. And now they do it for humans.
A lust for carrots.
Yeah, exactly.
Checks out.
Yep. So, Casey, how many seasons has this show been on? It's not something I've kept up with, but it's...
Well, there's at least 6 seasons available on streaming at this moment. And so there's about 1,000 episodes a season, and they fix 3 people. Well, they fix 2 people per show, and then there's one person that they will not help. And usually that's someone who's asking for like a third tit or something.
Did you say they fix a Porsche?
Do they also fix cars on this show?
I wish they would, because some of them are pretty busted and they need the help. But unfortunately, they've not moved on to cars yet.
So a lot of people bring their cars and they turn those
they
down.
They say no.
They say, could you do my car? Why are you working on my nose?
The insurance is not going to cover that.
Does anyone say, well, that's fine, I'll just pay for it? And then they go, they're like, fuck, all the right. reason I gave them.
Fine.
We'll fix your car.
We'll give your car a third tip.
Oh, so they fix it in the way they fix everything. They don't fix it the way a mechanic would fix it.
No, they give it like a better nose, or they give it a third tit.
They work on
the
exhaust pipe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When people get the third tit, did they get it in the back or the front?
You can get it anywhere. That's what's so cool about the third tit, because it doesn't have to be connected to stuff. So some people get it on like the palm of their hand, and that's kind of like a funny thing for like a handshake or something like that.
It's like a whoopee cushion, but it squirts milk.
Aw. Like mother.
Yes, like mother.
My mom's British, so sometimes I say stuff like that.
Oh, I see, yeah. So do they ever give the third tit? Because you said that they turn down the third tit a lot.
You know, they say no off camera, but they always give the third tit.
So they say yes off camera, so they're real.
Wait, they say yes on camera.
So they say no on camera, they say yes off camera. They're like,
yes.
We had to say that for good.
Because they don't want to encourage it.
Right.
They'll do it, but they don't want to encourage it.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And have they worked
on
you?
How about 4?
Yeah.
4
Anybody
tits?
Ever get 4?
That's the thing is like 3, but 4. Hey, double your fun. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I guess everyone
you like the
has.
3.
I like the 3. Because it's 2 for you, 1 for them.
Sure. It's a lot like the Scorsese method where Howie makes movies, you know, 1 for me, 1 for them.
Who's Howie?
Howie Mandel?
He makes movies?
With Scorsese? Yeah, he's going to be making... He's the new Leo DiCaprio to Scorsese. You know, it was Robert De Niro, then Leo DiCaprio, then Howie Mandel.
That's a bold shift.
It truly is. So what do you do on the show? Do you do the typical interning, grabbing coffee?
Yeah, cleaning up the buckets of blood after every surgery. Oh.
How many buckets of blood after every surgery?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot of blood. And then, you know, we try to repurpose as much of the blood as we can.
Repurpose it. How would you, what else can you do with all the blood?
Donation, paint, all that kind of stuff.
Donation paint.
Well, donation for blood. Give it away to people who are needing that. And then paint, all that kind of stuff.
How do you find the people who need blood? Do you put an ad out?
I just usually leave it on the sidewalk and whoever needs it, we'll
a lot
find
like
it.
A couch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put like a next door notification up, like free blood on
I just
this corner.
I take a little bit of the blood and write in sidewalk free.
That usually does it. The blood's gone by the time you check next?
It's always gone. Wow. I mean, sometimes I look down at my phone and I look up and the blood is gone. So.
Really? And it's not just like the thing's tipped over and there's blood everywhere on the street or?
Oh, I mean, I've never thought to look for
that
kind of thing.
Down?
No, I mean, I look down at my phone and that's as far down as I'm going to look.
Okay. I get it. I understand. That's plenty far.
Yeah.
Down to the phone. Like, no one needs to be looking
all
down.
All the way down to the phone.
Yeah. No one needs to be looking down any further than about this high.
And how about look
I'm
up
miming
for once.
Holding a phone. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. And you were saying up, what? Are you all right? Oh, my God. You didn't just cough to get out of saying what you were going to say, right? Okay. So, Casey, have you always wanted to work in show business, or just this particular show appealed to you?
Well, I didn't really. I was actually going to try to do like pre-medicine or something like that, and I didn't ever even begin
what,
to think.
What do you mean pre-medicine? You wanted to get into medicine?
I wanted to get into pre-med. And
what does that mean?
Like the space before you're in medicine.
So just like learning how to what?
Like stethoscope, like application of that. And like, and
it's for to hear the heart and lungs and stuff like that.
Well, I didn't get that far.
Oh, are you pre-med?
I guess we're all pre-med in the sense of none of us are doctors here.
Exactly.
Right.
So I left the family farm and made my way out here. I applied to be an intern on Bosch, which is actually a really easy application process.
I thought you said Bosch the first time that you used it, and then I figured it out. Because
I got a feeling that I can't let go.
Is that the Bosch theme song? I've only seen one episode.
It's from the original Bosch. Obviously, Bosch Legacy has a different theme song. Oh, my, nothing changes.
Did any jazz musicians on those, either of those? Or
but Bosch loves jazz.
Bosch, he does love. I got the sense of that from the first episode that I saw.
His dog is named Coltrane.
That just tells you everything you need to know about Bosch. He loves
Agreed.
Jazz.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
He's a guy. He loves jazz. He has a dog. What else do we need to know? But Bosch is not botched.
Botched is for the doctors. Bosch is that guy.
Right, yeah, yeah. So has there ever been an episode of Bosch where it's not been that guy and it's been these two doctors?
Oh, sign me up. If it is, I want to be making do a transpo.
Yeah. Is that what you do? You do transpo? Are you in the transpo department?
Aspiring.
Okay, so that's where you want to be, is you want to be in the passenger fans, the pass vans that just drive the actors to set and everything.
Ideally, one with a big set of jugs, courtesy of Paul and Terry.
How many cars have tits? I don't think I've ever seen a car with even one tit, let alone three.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever watched Herbie Fully Loaded and been like, where are the boobs?
I guess so. I've always thought it was as flat as a pancake.
Ugh, and it's pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the big, big bumpers, the big rounded bumpers that all VW bugs have.
Yeah, basically asking for a bra.
Yeah, but no tit, but real flat on the underside.
And I would do something about that if I had anything power.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get there?
Do I think I'll get power? Yeah, I do. I do think I'll get power. Because women, it's about time.
Amen.
Yeah. For women to what? To
get power.
To finally, you want to upend the patriarchy. Is that what you'd like to do?
Enough's enough. These guys have been cutting up noses and giving people new faces for long enough. I think it's my turn.
Yeah. Do you think every man who has a job should just give a woman that job?
I think they should be killed and then the woman can have it.
Oh, okay. I don't know that I really feel that strongly about it. I think we could just give women the jobs and then we get to relax. We're like on a beach, you know, Mai Tais in our hands.
But what about when you get bored?
That's a good point. I guess I would get bored on a beach with them. What are you even talking about? I'm not going to get bored.
I just think when guys are away from capitalism for too long, they get the shakes.
Yeah, that's true. If we don't see our bank accounts going up, 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 just doubling, tripling every single year, you know, yeah, it's terrible. So, but you're a woman. Do you like your bank account?
Why didn't you ask me that?
I'm sorry. I mean to ask all my guests. You're a woman.
Yeah.
Do you like your bank account?
I love my bank account.
You did really well for yourself.
I did.
You're a capitalist at heart.
True.
Yeah. I mean, you saw an opening. You don't have to split the money anymore.
Nope.
And you just took it.
I didn't kill Arthur.
That's sort of where I was going with this. But
now, dear, what were you saying? You want to have the power.
I want to have the power. I want to be on my own show where I can sort of cut things up. Whether it's a person, a vehicle, a wall, whatever it is, I just think that there needs to be someone out there making every space have a prettier nose and tit.
So you're a nose and tit person, in other words.
Yeah. Some people are ass and titties, I'm nose and titties.
So what do you like in a nose? Like what is aesthetically the most pleasing nose to you?
Bone dry inside.
Oh, so no snot?
No snot. Yeah,
bone so just dry. like they've been in the desert.
Yeah.
Just
but,
arid.
But and... not quite desert, because you sometimes get a bloody nose in the desert because you're so dry. Right. This is like perfectly temper controlled.
Like
just
a humid, like a Florida heat.
What?
Sorry. Are you all right? What's wrong?
No, it's just humid nose kind of made me.
Oh, you don't like the humid nose?
I don't like a humid nose. I just want
dry heat.
Dry heat. Like you're not too hot. You're not too dehydrated.
Like Joshua Tree nose?
You had what? Like you had water like an hour ago kind of thing. So you're a little hot. You're hydrated, but you're not like
that doesn't
soaked.
Seem bone dry to me. That seems like there'd still be some water. Do we have nose fluid? We talked about brain fluid earlier. Do we have nose fluid? Or is
I guess that's booger.
Is that's booger.
Yeah. And then on the outside.
Sounds like a couple of pre-mans talking.
So on the outside, so we talked about the inside. That's what how you like it on the inside. What about the outside? The contours of the nose.
Ooh, silver stud on the right.
Okay. So pierced.
Pierced.
Silver stud.
Silver stud on the right.
Septum.
Nasty.
Septum who need them.
Yes.
So you like it just to be a full cavity, no dividing line.
No dividing line, but a little off balance because there's a stud on the right.
Okay, so it's a heavy stud that's making the wearer of it to sort of tilt their head.
Yeah.
A little. Can I? Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yes, Dolores.
But I think when we were talking about septum, we meant a septum ring.
Oh,
but then you took it as
get rid of the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, I see. No.
You like the septum.
I like that there is a septum. I don't want it to be pierced by metal.
I see. I like a nose to be open concept.
You can see what your neighbor's working on at their desk.
Exactly.
Like if you're a booger and there's another booger, you can look over at the booger desk and see what kind of booger work they're
I'm
doing.
Worried about the booger, so I'd like to keep an eye on it so it doesn't get, you know, so if like I'm working in the one room. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like a journalism office.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, a journalism office. It's my favorite type of, my favorite genre of movies. All the President's Men.
I love a journalism movie.
That one
Spotlight.
About the... Yeah, Spotlight. That's what I was going to say. Spotlight. You hear the title of that and you're like, ooh, showbiz. I love it. And then it's about a bunch of priests who are doing some terrible shit.
Boston Strangler starring Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
so fun. And you see
the
that.
The Paper, directed by Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah. Another great one. You see the Boston Strangler starring Keira Knightley and you're like, I'd love to see her play a Boston Strangler. And she's just a woman.
Ugh. It's the worst thing to be.
So how long have you been working on the show, if you don't mind me asking?
2 weeks.
Okay, so do they like you there?
I think so. They stopped telling me they hate me, so they at least probably like me.
I don't know that that's true. When did they stop telling you that they hate you?
Like a week in.
Okay.
So I got there and they're like, oh, we hate you. But then now they sort of just go, oh, when I walk
right.
in the room.
Okay, so maybe they were trying to get rid of you, trying to make you leave by yourself.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that.
No, I love my life.
Yeah. You seem good at it. I mean, or are you terrible at it? Why do they hate you? Or why did they hate you?
I think they're just not used to someone being in there picking up the blood for them. Like, they're used to doing everything for themselves. Mm. And sometimes it's hard to get used to having help when you're used to being the person that does everything. They work too hard.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's hard for men to ask for help.
Aw.
Toxic masculinity. We were talking about
toxic
it earlier.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. It's tough. I'm the only man in this room, and even I see it.
You see what?
Just the patterns of behavior that us men sometimes are. The little boxes. We were talking about boxes earlier and journalism and stuff. The little boxes that we feel confined in.
So we talked about Bosch, and boxes.
What's next?
Yeah.
No,
usually when someone says what's next, then they have a.
But I mean, it could be a sincere example. Question.
Okay. It's usually, I mean, it's a joke format. Like, what's next?
This? Oh, joke format.
Yeah.
But that's why you do comedy.
You're just an intern.
I'm just medical. Yeah.
Right. How long do you hope to work on the show?
I mean, if I could be there my whole life, I would. I mean, I would like for their lives to at the show to end and my life at the show to really begin. Okay. I feel that my time at the show can't really begin until their time ends.
And you're not trying to kill them.
Not trying.
You're not succeeding at killing them, are you?
They live, don't they?
I don't know. I'm just hearing about this show for the first time. So you're the expert on whether they live or not.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll pull up my little thing. I got eyes on Terry and Paul at all times.
You have a secret camera on them?
Well, it's not secret so much as it is just somewhere that they can't see it.
So it's not secret to you, but it's secret to them?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a camera that's secret to you?
Do I need one?
I don't know.
We could all use a camera that we don't know where it is.
Now, honey, are Terry and Paul, have they always been the botched doctors?
To my knowledge, the botched show is theirs.
Okay. That's to your knowledge. And yeah. How deep is your knowledge?
Very deep. I feel that no one else has seen every season of Botched except for me.
So you've seen every season. So to your knowledge, they've been in every episode.
They've been in every episode of Botched. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
So the answer is yes.
Huh?
It's like you're testifying in front of Congress right now.
I feel like I'm testifying in front of Congress sometimes.
Why are you on the show? Can I ask?
Your show?
Yeah.
Because
you just got to L.A.
Well, I thought, who gets asked to do comedy bang with being in LA for only 2 weeks?
So you asked to be on the show and my producer said yes? Is that what happened?
I said, why not? It feels like this is like an amazing spot.
It is, but I mean, you've barely worked in show business.
I mean, that's on your producers for not vetting me.
Yes, I agree. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming my producer. It seems like every week we have terrible, terrible guests on the show. Got worse during the strike. Hopefully, like now what, I'm going to have writers on the show? No, thank you. Like, I'm just waiting for SAG to clear up their thing so we can, I know they're meeting today, but fuck.
Writers are ugly.
I know.
I just got to LA. These people.
Can you believe? I started as one and then they were like, you're too good looking. Get on camera.
Oh my God. And wow. Thank God.
Thank God. Right?
Where's the camera now?
It's a secret one for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. Well, look, Casey, you're a very interesting person. Do you have any hobbies or anything like that we should know about? Or
yeah, I'm getting really into metalworking.
What does that mean? Metallurgy or?
Like I bang a hammer against a hot piece of metal and make it into another shape.
Cool. Yeah. So like steelwork and
you're like
welding.
A blacksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now I got a big long stick that I found and I'm trying to turn it into a shorter, thicker stick.
Oh, okay.
Is it made of wood, the stick?
Not to my knowledge.
It's a metal stick.
It's a metal stick that I found.
Okay.
On the ground.
On the ground. Just randomly on the ground, you found a metal stick.
Well, I tripped on it and cut myself pretty bad on it. And I thought,
you're still bleeding.
Well, I mean, it's
I looked down lower than my phone and
well, I guess I haven't looked. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, you're the bottom. I don't know if that's the blood from your show, that from the blood spilling,
yeah,
or whether that's blood from the actual injury on your leg. But
well, it's impossible to tell difference. I've been sort of.
You're miming some things right now that I don't think our listeners can hear.
I was trying to remember the word. I guess shooting up some of the blood is the closest. Transfusion.
You're not shooting up blood.
I'm transfusing blood.
You're changing your blood out for the blood that you get on the show?
If I need it.
You don't need it, I don't think.
Well, I'm losing blood, so.
Oh, I see. But is it the same blood type? I think.
Like red?
No.
We all bleed red, Scott.
Unless you're a Vulcan. Did I get you there? Do you know what a Vulcan is?
Yeah, you got me.
They bleed green. Can you imagine something like that?
I'd love to bleed green.
Do you remember how on Star Trek in the beginning, they had this one guy on the show who was just outright racist? You'd always tell the you green-blooded son of a gun or whatever.
Was that McCoy? Who
yeah,
was that?
The doctor.
The doctor guy would always say that?
He was constantly reminding the guy of his race.
You green-blooded son of a bitch.
It doesn't hold up so good.
Yeah. I really think you need to get that checked out, Casey, if that's...
Well, I work for doctors. I'm sure they would say something.
Well, you're not working right now. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm just pre-med, but it looks bad.
Well, I'll think about it.
Okay, do that. We're going to take a break, if that's okay. Think about it for a second.
Okay.
You look pale, too.
Okay, you look tall. We all notice things about others.
When I say that, I mean paler than when you came in here. It seems like you're losing the blood in your body. And we only have so much of it, Casey.
How much?
How much do we have? How many pints?
40 pounds.
40 pounds of blood?
Made up of 40 pounds of blood? You're the person on a doctor show every day.
You're the one who's pre-med.
Oh, shit. And you're nobody.
Oh.
All right. Take a break. You can get yourself checked out if you want and think about it. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a concerned citizen packed show. We'll be right back with more Dolores Brainwater, more Casey, the intern from Ohio, and a concerned citizen. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
I bet it was Rebar.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Dolores Brainwater here.
Ha!
Dance champion.
Sure.
You win a lot of trophies as well, or was it all cash?
So many trophies.
Okay.
And then they would have the cash inside.
Oh, really?
And that's you'd have to break open the trophy to get at the money.
Oh, no.
That's another reason why a lot of dancers don't have money. It's because they don't realize there's money in the trophy.
I have some spare trophies around here. I should just...
check them for cash.
I should. Yeah. I've never really thought about it. These are showbiz trophies. I bet there would be like at least $100 in
every
one,
every
right?
Trophy has at least $100
shit
in it.
Okay. I got to look for this. We also have Casey. Casey, are you all right? What happened during the break?
I'm good. I plugged up the cut with notebook paper, so I should be good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Everything's turning green down there, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's fine, though. I think I bought a little bit of time.
Bought a little bit of time. Yeah.
I can meet some more people.
Okay. Oh, well, we have one more guest. We have a concerned citizen.
Oh?
Yeah, we'll find out about what they are concerned. Let's welcome them to the show for the first time. Please welcome Cockroach Rick.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's me, Rick the Roach Man Rocker.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
The littlest roach is the biggest cock and heart of gold and love to rock.
Wait, this is a lot of information. I'm sorry. Let's slow down.
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay, you have a big cock. I heard that.
The littlest roach, a little roach Scott. Live in your house, Scott. Try to kill me.
Are you you're a cockroach?
Oh, you are a cockroach.
Yeah, I'm a cockroach, but I'm wearing jeans.
A cockroach wearing jeans with a big cock and you love to rock?
A little rock and roll, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got a band.
Oh, you have a band. So you're a talking cockroach? How did that come to be?
Walk the walk and the talk of the talk.
Oh, I see.
Littlest cockroach with the biggest cock and heart of gold and love to rock.
Okay, heart of gold, love to rock.
Lewis cockroach was the biggest cock.
Littlest cockroach. With the biggest jeans.
Yeah, your jeans are too many sizes too big.
Jinko jeans for cockroach. Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Well, welcome. How did you learn how to talk? Thanks you said you learned talk the talk and walk the walk?
Every cockroach can talk in cockroach hell.
Are you from cockroach hell?
Of course, baby. That's where all the cockroaches are from. You try to kill me, Scott. Fuck you.
Oh, wait. So cockroaches are not alive on Earth?
No.
They're alive somewhere else. Then they go to hell. Then
they
come
back.
Oh.
We're the children of Beetlejuice, Scott.
That show that Lauren Boebert got her tits felt up at?
Yeah, that's the one.
That Anthony King co-wrote?
Everybody gets their tits out for Beetle.
I would hope that that would start a big trend at Beetlejuice performances where people are just like, hey, let's get our tits out.
You know what? I think it should be at every performance.
Yeah.
I think you should see people getting their tits out, people getting hand jobs.
I think Beetlejuice should start showing his tits.
Beetlejuice should be in every show.
Beetlejuice should be in every show of Beetlejuice. I agree.
I came from Beetlejuice's dick. Every 4th of July, Beetlejuice jizzes to come so big that 50,000 cockroaches run out. And that's how come we're running cockroach hell. And then we come out from under your bed and we live in your house. Scott, you try to kill me.
I don't want to try to kill one of my guests.
You tried to kill me.
All right, here we go.
Hey, don't. Don't.
Wait, that's your defense? But you're saying don't?
Don't. Ow.
I didn't want to.
Don't.
Okay, don't. I won't. I won't.
You squash my cock, Scott.
I'm sorry, you had the biggest cock, uh-oh, too.
Alert. Alert.
How did that happen? It's on Do Not Disturb.
Do not disturb me, Scott. You try to kill me. I've been running around your house for 110 days, which is the average lifespan of a cockroach.
Okay. Look, what are you doing here?
I'm running for president.
What's your platform?
Well, up your skirt, up your tits. Remember me, give me a kiss. Cockroach man, let my band play at your wedding. Come on, Scott.
Wait,
you
so you
want to
be
me.
President so that your band can play at everyone's wedding?
Yeah, I only want to be president, vice president, prime minister, king of hell, and cockroach hell. But I need the humans to vote for me, because Regis Philbin has been the king of hell for years.
Oh, wow.
And I want to usurp him.
I think it's usurp. But,
usurp it, Scott.
Was he the king?
Was he the king of hell when he died?
Hell or the king of cockroach hell?
Oh, yeah.
Regis Philbin is the king of cockroach hell.
Okay, how did that happen?
Well, he came down our way.
So
did
he get
lost?
He was just like a random nobody in regular hell, and then...
Yeah, but you can be a big celebrity in cockroach hell if you want.
Why did he go to hell?
It's easier to get famous there. Well, I don't know why he went to hell in the first place. That's between him and Christ.
Oh, maybe
if you
he
don't
didn't
say
accept...
Christ's name when you die, you go to hell. And if
bad.
You really don't say it, you go to cockroach hell.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta say Christ's name when
if
I
you don't
die.
Say it, but you think it, you go to hell. But if you don't even think it, you go to cockroach hell.
What about if you're in like one of those car accidents where you're decapitated by something like coming through your windshield?
And Final Destination hell?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
Oh, okay. So
cockroach hell isn't so bad. You can be little, you can come up, you can run up skirts, tits. You guys were talking tits. Cockroaches love tits.
We were talking tits, yeah.
Every cockroach has a chariot of booger tits and nipple hair. And nipple hair is a guitar in cockroach hell.
This doesn't sound half bad, honestly.
It's not bad. You guys should come check it out. Check out my band.
Wait, your band only plays in cockroach hell?
We could play here if you want. Are you getting married?
No, I don't even think I'm renewing my vows.
You tried to kill me, Scott.
You asked me to.
I wanted to live in your house.
And all I did was squash your cock.
You want my cock, Scott?
I squashed it already. Why would I want it?
I'm the littlest roach with the biggest cock and heart of gold. I love
not anymore.
The rock.
I feel like the heart of gold isn't coming into play as much. Yeah. As
we're not hearing that side of you.
Oh, okay. Let me try. Let me try. These words of my own from the heart of gold. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Is that heart of gold?
Yeah, that's not
bad. I'm sold.
I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwood, you keep on searching for a heart of gold, cockroach hell.
So y'all do covers?
No.
Oh. Originals?
We wrote all those songs.
Oh, so Neil Young's Heart of Gold you wrote?
Yes, and he came for a brief stint in cockroach hell. You can visit.
I believe it.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I think it's the opposite.
You tried to kill me, Scott.
Look, I'm sorry. You asked me to.
Is it because I ran up your wife's leg? And you got jealous because you never touched your wife's leg?
I did not know you ran up. I think I touched it once.
Come check out my band. I got Coach the Rich Man Bitch Butterfly on guitar. I got Scuttle the Butterbean on sax. I got Ripper the Crunchy Tit on drums, and me, Rich the Roach Man, sax on drums.
Sax on drums?
It's all drums kind of vibe.
It's kind of a bingo bango Dodge Durango type of band.
This doesn't sound good. I don't know any of those people, first of all, so
of course you
listing
don't, Scott.
Them.
You're so high and mighty in your big famous world, huh? I live in your house. I live in your floorboards. I come into your Pop-Tart closet and I eat your crumbs.
No, is that where my Pop-Tarts are going?
That's where they're going, baby.
Look, I don't know. I don't want to check out your band. I mean, it sounds bad.
Fuck you, man. You tried to kill me. Ow! Ow! Don't!
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to kill you. You're disgusting. I think roaches... Look, I'm sorry. I think roaches are disgusting.
Yeah, because you're jealous of me because I touched your wife's shins.
I don't think it's jealousy.
Oh, Scott, guess what? She shaves. Her shins are smooth as hell, and you wouldn't know.
I guess not, but
You tried to drown me in the bathtub, Scott. You were in the bath. You were sleeping. I was trying to choke you out. I put all my weight on your Adam's apple, hoping to stop the breathing.
Look, I fall asleep in the bath, sure, but that's no reason to try to choke me out.
And then you just thought there was a scratch on your neck, so you grabbed me and you held me underwater.
Now
I'm back from cockroach hell.
Is that why it's so hard to kill cockroaches? Is because you go to hell and then you always come back? Is that
And everybody's wives have fallen in love with us.
I guess so. I mean, I've noticed Cool Up is a little distant. What is going on?
Uh-oh, alert!
I've turned on Do Not Disturb. It's on.
You keep saying that, but it keeps happening.
What is happening here?
You don't know what you're doing.
You want us to know that you're popular?
Yeah, I'm getting a few things.
It's mine. It's my cockroach seashell phone. And the other cockroaches from Cockroach Hell are hitting me up because they're like, oh, are you Scott? Oh, can we? And some of them want to see your dick.
They don't want to see my
dick. Yeah, they do. Because a lot of my cockroach friends have been in your jeans.
Really?
Yeah, and you didn't even know. When you stay up late at night eating your popcorn from Pop-Tarts from a Pop-Tart cupboard, and you get all those crumbs on your belly button, we're there. Why do you think they're gone in the morning? It's like leaving cookies out for Santa.
Stop telling people what I do at night, okay? It's a little embarrassing. Yes, I eat Pop-Tarts at night, and yes, they leave a lot of crumbs on my belly.
Your belly button is the size of a cereal bowl!
Don't tell people that.
It's
an extreme innie.
It's a crater, man.
You should come on Botch.
Really? Do you think they could fix it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
worried
show.
They'll just give me an Audi.
No, they just drag all the skin a little, to make a smaller hole for that.
Plus, you should be lucky to have an Audi. What are you driving, a Honda? In Cockroach Hell, we drive Booger Chariot. I already established.
Right, that's right.
Tell me about your background.
Well, my dad is Beetlejuice, as I already established, right, and my mom is Hilary Duff.
Right, okay, and you were born on the 4th of July.
Yes.
And
why does Beetlejuice wait until, why is it the 4th of July when he jizzes the big cum?
Because it's fireworks for him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
So for him, it's fireworks.
No, for you, it's fireworks. When you see fireworks on 4th of July, that's Beetlejuice coming into the sky.
All fireworks?
Every single one of them.
And it's all cockroaches being born?
Yeah.
Well, thank God Beetlejuice is doing this because I love fireworks. So good for him. I'm glad that he's coming once a year.
Do you love my daddy?
I do.
Beetlejuice.
He's very funny. Don't
say his name.
I don't want to say his name, especially not three times.
Say it two more times.
I think he's scary, but he's also very funny.
Hey, here's a question. Do you guys know about the lore? If I say it once and someone else says it two more times, does that count as three, or does it have to be the same person?
I think it's got to be the same person.
Try it.
Beetlejuice.
Again.
Beetlejuice.
Once more.
Edging. We know that one works.
Does it start over after 24 hours, or are you on a constant?
It resets.
Okay, good.
Resets at midnight.
That was what I was always
worried about. Like
Duolingo. Lose your streak.
Dua Lipa what?
Duolingo.
Dua Lipa.
If you say Dua Lipa three times, will she appear? Oh, I hope so. Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa.
Long kisses.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Casey, that was you doing an impression. Full disclosure for our listeners.
Yeah, I wish I could be her for 1 minute.
Just 1 minute. What would you do in that minute? 60 seconds.
Sing to a packed house of adoring fans wearing the tightest bodysuit with long hair.
That's the minute that you want?
Why don't you get Terry and Paul to make you into Dua Lipa?
Surgery style?
Yeah.
Surgery style.
You think it's possible for my face?
If they can put a nose back on, surely they can make someone into Dua Lipa.
Yeah, you could be like the people who want to look like Michael Jackson, other celebrity. Who was the one who really wanted to look like a different celebrity? Who was it? They kept...
Jocelyn Wildenstein?
Cockroach Jackson.
You know him?
Jackson. No, who's that?
Oh, he's in Cockroach Hell. He has red leather pants and he's in prison.
Oh, no. He's in prison in hell?
Prison in Cockroach Hell has got to be the most fun place you could ever go.
Oh, it's like an opposite place.
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst place to go in Cockroach Hell is birthday party.
Oh, no, what happens?
Oh, that's where you get a noogie and you eat. You have to swallow pubes. Dry, no milk.
Oh, horrible. If I... swallow pubes, I want milk. Wash it down.
We gotta wash it down.
Gotta wash it down.
Gotta wash it down.
So what do you hope, Cockroach Rick, what do you hope for the future? I mean, I'm not going to see your band, but what are your aspirations? Your...
Well, that's another reason why I wanted to come. Hopefully co-host a radio show with you, Scott. K-920 Racho Racho Cockroach Racho. 902.9 Racho Cucaracho.
It's good. I mean, for a first audition.
What the fuck is up, butts and sluts? Welcome to the Cockroach Hell Game Show. Our first contestant, Ratchet Scott.
Ratchet? Wait, I thought we were co-hosting. Suddenly I'm a contestant? All right, I'll do it. Yeah, hi. I'm really excited to be here.
Let's see how many times this marble can roll around in your big old gaping belly button, my friend. Catch it, clink. Roll, 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 roll. No, it went down the drain at the bottom. Belly button is a sink. Wow, wow, wow. And that's commercial break.
Okay, pretty. I mean, will you take notes or?
Sure, what do you got?
I didn't love, you exposing my personal body history to the end. You know, I mean, if we could keep that out of it, but
okay, well,
but I love the idea of tossing a marble into something.
Thanks,
I mean,
yeah.
That would be a great new feature on the show. Marble tossing.
Wow, thanks.
Feel like you're not listening to me. You're just saying, wow, thanks.
It's kind of my catchphrase. All the little Beetlejuice gooses in Beetle Hell say, wow, thanks.
Okay. I don't know.
Try it.
Wow, thanks.
Try it gruffier.
Wow, thanks.
Wow, thanks.
Wow, thanks.
Everybody give it a go.
Wow, thanks.
Wow, thanks. Yeah, it feels good, don't it?
It's pretty good. I don't, maybe that on a shirt?
It's kind of what we do instead of saying grace. We all hold hands before dinner and go, wow, thanks.
I didn't get a merch alert, so I'm not sure that this is... usually when someone says something on this show, we get a merch alert.
Merch alert! Wow, 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 wow. Okay. Oh, and that's what... Boom, 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 boom. K92, Rocho Rocco Cacho. Welcome back. I'm here with my dumb bitch assistant, cereal bowl Billy Button, Scotty Pocketman. What's the weather like, Scotty?
It's kind of hot. It's 72. Look, I don't.
Kind of hot. Stupid alert.
I don't appreciate you calling me a dumb bitch assistant.
In Cockroach Hell, dumb bitch is how you say, like, Mr. or Mrs.
Okay.
Are you married? Because then you're just bitch.
I am married.
Okay, then, bitch Scott Ackerman.
I don't appreciate it.
The language is different in Cockroach Hell. It's all respectful.
Okay.
Seriously.
It's an opposite play.
What do you say to someone if you hate them?
You say, oh, sup, birthday boy. Pancake head.
Maybe your botched people are in from Cockroach Hell or something when they say they hate you.
Like, maybe it's all nice and they're telling me that they love me and they want to keep me around.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be iconic.
Could be. Well, look, Cockroach Rick, you're a very interesting person.
Wow, thanks.
You're not a person, though. You're a cockroach.
I'm a cockroach with jeans.
In jeans, yeah.
In jeans that are too big for you. They're sliding down to your ankles.
Your jeans, Scott. You know, I tricked your wife into thinking that I was you. I dragged your jeans around the bedroom floor, and she said, Scott, you're home early.
I really wish you would stop doing all this kind of stuff, especially to cool off. She just wants to be left out. She doesn't want any part of this show. So to have guests coming around and pretending to be me, it's not ideal.
Sorry, but she fell for it pretty easy.
She would fall for
That's
something like that.
That's what she thinks of you. You're invisible, tired, dragging pants on the floor.
Yeah, I get it. But she just wants,
we made love, Scott.
What?
Oh, yep. No.
Yep. And she actually said it was better than usual. She went afterwards, she said, wow, thanks.
Shit.
This is like a Revenge of the Nerd style assault.
It truly is. Cockroach Rick, you're a fascinating individual.
Wait, I'm just realizing, maybe I didn't have sex with your wife. I had sex with a cockroach who was dressed like your wife and she was tricking me. Or not.
Maybe it was like a Freaky Friday situation?
Yeah, it was Jamie Lee Curtis. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, because she mentioned that in her Oscars acceptance speech.
Yeah.
She went up there. She was like, oh, by the way, I just had sex with a cockroach.
Well, thanks.
A lot of people didn't hear it.
Well, thanks.
Sounds like you're not listening to me right now.
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm trying to dismount.
And that's commercial break.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to dismount here. Trying to get us into our final feature here because we are running out of time. How's your voice holding up, by the way, Cockroach Rick?
It's feeling great.
You asked to go last.
Because my voice hurt, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
I tuned in to have a good time. That's right, that's right. And that's all, that's all, that's all.
Oh, yeah. That was Got My Plug Song by Lost and Found. Oh, yeah. Our old friend Lost and Found. I think he has a SoundCloud you can listen to all this stuff on. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much. If you have a plug theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. You can be famous for a week and lost, and you're famous this week. And guys, what are we plugging? Dolores Brain Water. What do you want to plug? You have something coming up?
Yeah, I want to plug some shows that I heard about that I think sound pretty good.
Okay, where'd you read about these? In the local paper?
On the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a modern woman.
You are.
I love Reddit.
Really? What do you love about
the front page of the internet.
Sure, sure.
I love pictures of new celebrities. I also love, am I the asshole? And I also love, today I fucked up, bye.
I think a lot of those people who say, am I the asshole? Like the chances are that they're an asshole is like 95% usually, right?
I'm going to say 99.
Really? So it's always they are, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why do they bother even asking?
Am I the asshole? My wife asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday, and I said, fuck her friend. Am I the asshole?
Explain it like I'm five. Explain it like I'm five cockroaches in a trench coat.
Oh, so not 5 years old, just five cockroaches in a trench coat.
Explain it like I'm five cockroaches in a trench coat wearing jeans.
So what are these shows you've heard about?
First up, this is happening on a Monday, and it's the 9th of October.
Oh, that's next week.
That's right. Wow. A week from tonight.
Wow.
And it is two super groups of improvisational comedy, Super Ego and Wild Horses. And
they're
coming together and they're going to improvise a murder mystery.
Oh.
It's going to be funny.
So wait, is one of the people in Wild Horses or Super Ego, are they going to die that night?
No. Really? They figured out a way to do it.
Okay, so someone in the audience is going to die and have to lay there the whole show?
Well, that might happen, but that's not what they're planning on doing.
Has there ever been a murder mystery show where someone in the audience dies and everyone thinks it's part of it?
Four.
Four shows?
It's happened four times.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's also going to, that's a Dynasty Typewriter.
Okay.
But it's also going to be live streamed. So you don't even have to live in Los Angeles to see it.
You have to leave your own stupid house to see this.
No, you don't. And your house is stupid.
Yeah. You could just sit there like a dummy with your pants off just watching these people.
Like an absolute moron.
With money.
With at least enough money to buy a live stream.
So not that stupid.
Not that.
Actually,
stupid.
Pretty smart. To get that much money?
So if you're a genius, you should watch the show on the live stream.
Okay.
Next, October 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday, in Brooklyn, New York, Varietopia with Paul F. Tompkins. It's a variety show. It's wonderful. He's taking it on the road. And it's going to be that the early shows have sold out, but there's still some tickets left for the late shows.
Oh, what a wonderful time at the theater that is.
And then
there's even more.
In my home state of South Carolina, November 17th. That's a Friday.
Friday before Thanksgiving?
That's right.
Wow.
That's exactly right. You're good at calendars.
I am. I see one and I go, that's a calendar.
So Friday the 17th of November and Varietopia at Music Farm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow. I bet shows like that don't go to places like South Carolina a lot.
It's special.
Wow. Okay.
Two shows, 7 and 9. P.M. if you please.
Okay, I was going to say, it's a little early for my taste to be 7 a.m. going to a full variety show.
Right. No one wants that.
Maybe if they serve mimosas, bottomless.
if they're not wearing pants, then they serve mimosas. Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
Would I want
underwear
that?
Or no?
Nope. Full on nude from the waist down, serving me mimosas. Now that's cockroach
it's
heaven.
Such a bad look. Such a bad look.
Well, these are great shows. I can't wait to hear about all of these after they happen.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, please let me
I'm
know.
Going to all of them.
Okay. Casey, do you have anything to plug here?
Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
I think everyone should give her a shot. Up and coming artist.
Yeah.
British, she is.
Is she nigh?
Eh.
You don't say.
Eh is British for yes. You go, eh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, me mom's British, eh.
That's Ah, she sounds a bit Scottish, too.
Bye.
Anything else to plug? Any television shows coming out that writers can plug?
I don't know what I'm allowed to do, so
I'll let it be.
I think you're allowed to plug.
Let it be, let it be,
let it be, let it be.
I'm plugging Ringo.
Yeah, plug Ringo. Peace and love. He's Peace not giving love. Autographs anymore.
No, he's not signing merchandise.
Oh, wait, so he'll give an autograph?
He'll still give autographs. He's not signing things.
He's not signing things that people send to him.
If you sent, he stopped doing that.
But peace and love,
peace
nonetheless.
And love. Peace and
yes,
love.
So you guys notice the difference in his change of behavior. It's because he died and he went to Cockroachella. Now his body's made of cockroaches.
What?
It's not Ringo
what?
No more. It's a bunch of cockroaches.
It's a bunch of cockroaches just made up as one human being?
That's how you know. If you look for the jeans, because cockroaches love the smell of jeans. If anyone's wearing jeans, yeah. Most likely a cockroach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Do you have something to plug, Cockroach Rick?
Yeah, plug your bathtub up and hold your head under, Scott.
You want me to kill myself?
Cockroach Rick.
No, let me do it. Let me do it.
I'm going to kill you.
Let's see if we can kill each other in the bathtub. Jello wrestle.
Jello wrestle in the
your
bathtub?
Your place.
Of course it's in my
I have
place.
More legs than you and probably better grip in the slime.
Okay, so it's a little bit even, but I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, but my dick's
really
bigger than yours.
What's that?
My dick's bigger than yours. Compared to body.
Because it's pretty tiny.
Yeah, size of a penny. That's huge for me.
Yeah, but mine's not the equivalent size of a penny.
What's your scuba saw?
Scuba saw?
Scuba saw. Polish sausage. You know it?
Scuba saw?
It's big in Alberta, Canada.
Kielbasa?
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a Canada
Are you
thing.
Saying kielbasa?
Yeah, but I guess when I grew up, Kubasaw? I called it scuba saw.
Scuba saw? That's how Canadians pronounce kielbasa?
Right. In Cockroachell, it's called Kubasaw. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah, Halloween show.
Oh.
At the Ice House on the 28th of October.
The Ice House, really?
Yeah, you ever been there? It's cool.
I have.
Get it?
I get it. And what is the show called? What are people? It's on Halloween.
Oh, it's Improv for Humans Halloween.
Oh, okay. Improv for Humans is doing a Halloween show at
yeah, and I'll
the
be
Ice House?
And I'll be there dressed up as something that's not a cockroach, so watch out. I still might crawl up your skirt. No promises. Wow, thanks.
Okay. All right, well, I want to plug, the Comedy Bang Bang book. We're getting some out for the holidays, some of the signed edition. I think there will be some at Earwolf, as well as some that we're going to be selling over at, head over to cbbworld.com/book. You can check it out. We'll have the links up at some point. Also, if you're a music fan, Adam Scott and I started doing a podcast about Springsteen called You Springin' Springsteen on My Bean.
Oh, God.
That's if you're a music fan. Yeah,
only if you're a music fan. You'll love the first hour.
If you're a music fan, why don't you listen to this podcast where these two non-musicians talk about music?
And barely. But that comes out on Tuesdays. You can subscribe to it under the You Talking You Two to Me feed. And while you're over at cbbworld.com, we have some great stuff. We're soon going to have the Neighborhood Listen will be there.
Is that so?
That is so. Have you ever heard that show?
Oh, I love it.
You got, who are the participants involved? You have Burnt Me a P-Day.
Burnt Me a P-Day, Joan Pedestrian,
right.
And Doug Corn Pedestrian.
I didn't realize that was his full name.
Corn with a backwards K.
That's coming over to CBB World for specials and a new season and
that's
all the previous
exciting.
Episodes.
Very
so exciting.
Exciting.
We also have CBB Presents episodes over there and Scott Hasn't Seen and College Town and so much great stuff over there. If you're just listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only getting half the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing.
So we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking. So we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right.
Oh no, that unlocked it. It's time to open the plug bag. Open the plug bag.
That was Plug Bag Theme by Michael Mudo. Thank you so much to Michael Mudo. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Dolores Brainwater, I was going to say always a pleasure, but we just met. But I would love for it to always be a pleasure because I'd love to see you again.
I'd love to see you again. I think you're very nice.
I think you're very nice.
Well, thank you. A very nice what?
Old lady.
That's right.
And Casey, I mean, what
you
else could
be
said?
Too, or no?
I mean... Maybe before Cockroach Rick? I don't know. Cockroach Rick, how do you think you did?
Actually, my voice lasted a lot longer than I thought, so next time, don't put me in A, put me in host spot, and you sit in the dumpster in the back, and I go, welcome to King 92, Cockroach Fever.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.